Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
The Warriors not going without a fight. Iguodala takes a hand off from Draymond to Curry. Curry takes a three. It's up and good! Curry has tied the game at 103 with 1:19 to go. Curry behind the back, dribbles baseline, feeds Iguodala, touch pass Draymond to Klay Thompson, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it! 56.6 to go, Warriors back up by three, Toronto calls time. This game is absolutely insane. Van Vliet will take it up the floor. Van Vliet down to 12 seconds, 10 seconds, waiting for Leonard. Leonard catches it on the logo, steps out, guarded by Klay Thompson, 6 seconds with 5 seconds. Leonard right side stops, feeds Van Vliet. Van Vliet, one dribble, get the corner, Lowry, it's blocked by Draymond, the game's over! The game's over! The game is over, the Warriors have won! 106-105! Keep the lights on at Oracle, dust those seats off, that old barn's got one more dance!
And on the one hand, I'm so proud of them. The amazing heart and grit that they showed. And on the other, I'm just devastated for Kevin. And so it's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now. An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
Well, a little bit of everything in that basketball game, which, by the way, ended up being a hell of a basketball game last night. As you just heard, Golden State pulls it out 106-105. The Splash Brothers doing a lot of late splashing last night. Klay and Steph ended up with 12 threes. Golden State had 20 threes in that game and probably going to need that if they're going to have any chance to win this series. Some hot outside shooting. Of course, the other big story is Kevin Durant goes down with an Achilles last night. Looks like he's going to have surgery on that. That didn't look good. And, of course, the second guessing and the debate will take place and the controversy. Why was he playing? Who's to blame? We love the blame game on social media. This will be a classic.
Yeah.
We'll hear from former players, active players, not active too much. He'll be careful on that. But former players. And then a lot of media folks from all the websites will have a lot of strong opinions on the Kevin Durant injury and why was he playing when you already had a torn or sore calf muscle and weakens the Achilles or whatever it is for all the doctors out there. Who signed off on it? How many doctors? Which doctors were they? Did the team get involved? Because last night, after the game, about as emotional as you'll ever hear a general manager slash president of basketball operations from the Golden State Warriors. Here's Bob Myers.
It's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors. And we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. You know, sports is, it's people. Sports is people. I know Kevin takes a lot of hits sometimes, but he just wants to play basketball. And right now he can't. Basketball has gotten him through his life. I don't know that we can all understand how much it means to him. Just wants to play basketball with his teammates and compete. Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to. He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
All right, that was Bob Myers talking about Kevin Durant, who was taking some heat before the game. Some people did say, like, hey, a lot of guys are banged up. You need to play. We all decide to – everybody wants to be a doctor. And it's, part of the problem with what we do. I always love when somebody says, man, you got to play. I mean, everybody else is playing. You're like, I know, but this is not like it's a sore arm or something. This is – it's a little different situation. Anything around that Achilles area down there, calf or Achilles, it's all they're pretty close neighbors down there in the leg.
And listen, the doctor cleared him. You know, somebody cleared him to play and told him he's okay to play.
Somebody said, "Listen, you can play."
Yeah,
we've been rehabbing this for a month. We feel really good that you're going to be able to go out there and play and not have to worry about re-injuring
or getting worse
or getting worse.
Yes.
Which would be what happened last night, the Achilles, and it's going to cost him a year of basketball. Now won't cost him. I still think all the max contract offers will be out there for Kevin Durant.
I don't think anyone's going to sit out a year from signing him. Oh, let's not sign Kevin Durant because he's not healthy yet. No, the problem is now you're going to give him a 4-year deal
for three. Yeah,
you're going to pay him $45 million to $50 million to not play next season at all.
Now the good news is. Teams don't fear the ACL. They don't fear the Achilles anymore because the success rate for guys coming back. Hell, we talk about Tommy John surgery.
Remember, you better now.
Like some guys come back and are like, hey, you picked up 3 miles an hour on your fastball. Yeah. What the hell happened to you? Now, it takes a long time to come back.
There's a process. Yeah.
But they're going, no, you had Tommy John surgery. Oh, you'll be fine. Once you get that first one, you're good.
But it did change July 1st a little bit now, right? Like, it did change it a little bit. It's not like Kevin Durant's not going to be signed on, you know, the first week or so when free agency starts and just get it all the deal done. But it does change a team's kind of outlook on, like, this next season coming up. Now you're not playing for next season if you're signing Kevin Durant. That changes a lot.
There's some desperate teams. You don't think the New York Knicks would
sign him in a
Kevin,
second. Yes.
There's going to be a lot of teams.
But you're still going to be bad for a year if you sign him and he doesn't play for a year.
Well,
that's a huge difference for next season.
You if it's a 4-year contract, you suck it up for one.
You have to.
So that you can get the other three of potentially 25 to 30 points a night.
Hopefully MVP Kevin Durant back. Yes.
He'll work hard to get back. Such a unique guy because he's so tall and everything else, and such a talented guy, period.
You saw it last night on the court when he played for the 11 minutes. Like, everything changed for the Warriors last night in that first 11 minutes of the game. Once he hit that first shot and then hit that second shot, you're like, whoa. I don't know what could happen here, but if he stays out, this could be a 40-point game for Kevin Durant.
No, he got off to a great start in the game last night. And
Hollywood told me 80 before the game. 80? Hollywood said he's going to go for 80.
He was thinking he might be. You sit out a month, and you have – I was actually surprised just to see that, what he was able to do, just because he hadn't played in so long. I thought the game shot might have a little rust to it. But, yeah, he was strong. So many different parts are going to get second-guessed today, including – So Toronto comes back. Kawhi Leonard gets on fire in the fourth quarter. He's hitting threes. He's getting to the basket. I mean, he's doing it all. So all of a sudden, if you miss the game, it's 103-97. All of a sudden, Toronto's up, and they're getting, like, there's just a couple of 3 minutes left, and everybody's going, man, they got it. So Toronto gets the ball, got a six-point lead. They get the ball. They bring it down to half court, and they call a timeout. And everybody's going, we got it rolling right now. Kawhi Leonard, nobody can stop him. He's just on fire. And Nick Nurse calls a timeout. And it just killed the big Mo. Just killed all the Toronto Mo. And then the Splash Brothers come back out of the timeout, and they knock down between Clay and Steph three threes to take the lead, come all the way back and take a three-point lead. And that is a head scratcher. Now, Steve Kerr taking that timeout because, like, man, they're on this run. We got to make some adjustments. But it wasn't. It was Nick Nurse, and of course, that was a hot question after the game. What in the hell are you doing, man?
Oh, it's second-guess city all over that.
Praising you for the defensive schemes you've been coming up with to stop certain people throughout these playoffs. I thought they've really done a good job. He's got a lot of his guys playing well, and Kawhi's playing at a ridiculous level, but what in the hell are you doing, man? That's a legit second guess a professional NBA coach. And he goes, I thought our guys needed a rest. And like, need a rest, man. Turn that 6-point lead into 8 or 9 points by just and it could have been, you know, could have been ball game. Anyway, Golden State comes back. They can't, in the last minute, Toronto can't make a shot. And so Golden State gets that win last night in a crazy, crazy game. But I'll tell you what, it was really fun to watch. And it was on again this morning if you missed it last night. So whatever your hours are, you missed a hell of a game five last night.
It was hard to go to sleep last night because that game was so close. And like at that 3-minute mark, you thought maybe this could be the time to turn it off. And then the Splash Brothers came back out. I couldn't turn it off. I could not turn that game off last night.
Klay Thompson, we know about Steph Curry, but Klay Thompson
got hot last night.
Let me tell you, Klay Thompson, who always is like, yeah, you're a star player, but you're kind of the bottom of the star bandwagon there. Like, you know, you didn't make any of the top three teams.
It
all
cost
NBA
him $30 million.
Teams.
Yeah.
Listen, that guy makes a lot of big shots.
Yep.
And you get reminded again by the way he played last night and hitting those shots. I mean, he's the one that stopped that long run. He hits the three to just finally stop it after Kawhi was going crazy.
7 of 13 from 3-point land last night. Like, that's hard. That's a great game to have. And he was just hitting. He was stroking from the beginning of the game. He felt it.
Well, those big shots at the end of the game are the ones that everybody's going to be talking about. And the three that they hit at the end of the game to take that lead after looking like it was going to be a struggle to get off good shots. Anyway, we got all that. We also have this David Ortiz story. David Ortiz, of course, I know was in the news and in sports last night for all your shows that you watch. That he's picked up. The Boston Red Sox brought a plane over and picked him up. Picked up, I believe he had his brother and his father with him and brought him back over to Boston to get the best care possible and everything else. But following behind it, this story, and if it's true, New York paper reporting it over in Dominican Republic and their media over there as well, was targeted by hired killers. And everybody's trying to figure out why would somebody do this to David Ortiz? Obviously, it wasn't a robbery. Nobody tried to rob him. It was
a terrible robbery.
It was take a shot
and
take off running. It's still one of the strangest things I've ever seen in a place that was packed with people. But so now the speculation is, and again, we'll see over the next few days if it's true, hired by a drug dealer or a drug lord that thought David Ortiz was having an affair with his wife. I would just say that David Ortiz is big poppy, fun-loving, one of the great guys. He was great for baseball. But you're a real dumbass if you've decided, of all the people you want to have an affair with,
you're going to go after the kingpin's wife, huh?
Kingpin's wife.
Okay. Doesn't sound very smart.
There's certain things that you probably
stay away from. Yeah.
And that might be at the top of the list of all the women you can have a little affair with if you decide you're in that business.
Okay.
Not saying right or wrong for anybody out there. You don't have to rip us for that. But David Ortiz,
if the story's true, Joe, and that's where he picked to cheat with, knowing.
Hell, David Ortiz's wife may be going, listen, I'm glad you're okay. Please, you cannot be that stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously it was if that is the story. Because that is the weirdest wrinkle of the story we've seen.
Yeah, and and then there's other rumors that there's other articles out today that he was warned ahead of time. Like, buddies are going, hey, man, the big dog in town, if you know what I mean, is pissed off right now at you.
I'm cool. Let's go to the bar.
Yeah.
Let's go hang out at the sports bar.
Yeah. Whatever. He can be mad.
Ain't nothing going to happen.
I didn't do nothing, man. I know I didn't do nothing.
We live in a safe area. We could just go here and take care. Everything will be taken care of.
No, man. He's really pissed, and he plays a different ball game over here.
I'm just going to do one more night out, and then I'll get out of here.
Yeah. Might just be good for David Ortiz to do what some other Dominican Republic players have done and just make it full-time here.
That's it.
Venezuelans.
Not a lot of money.
A lot of them made it full-time here. Probably a good idea. Not a bad idea at all. So, yeah, what a crazy, crazy story, Zach, coming out with that whole thing.
No,
that was nuts. By the way, the news, not good for Kellen Winslow Jr., found guilty yesterday one rape charge and waiting on a whole bunch more that could add some time on. So anyway, we'll have more on that story. Got a lot of stuff to get to from a crazy, crazy day yesterday. A lot of second guessing. There'll be a lot of blame gaming going on. The blame game. We love the blame game, right? Everybody likes the blame game. Who can I blame today?
The second guess blame game right now is the best from last night because so many things happened last night.
Yeah, a lot of
you want to second guess a coach, you want to blame a doctor, whatever you want, you got it last night. So that'd be interesting. Now, listen, coming up in this next segment, we had the opportunity yesterday to sit down with Udonis Haslam and Dwayne Wade for a little bit of a conversation with them. They opened up a new venture, and it's been open for a while now, but they were both there yesterday doing a little media tour. They invited us to come sit with them for a couple minutes.
This was before
the game, obviously, last night, but we did talk about Kawhi and a couple things in there, so you'll hear about that. But that's coming up next. Cool conversation we had with Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslam yesterday at their restaurant, 800 Degrees.
Radio.com.
All right, before the finals game yesterday, we had the opportunity as a show. We brought Hollywood along, and Joe Rose is there, and I was there to go see one of the new ventures that Udonis Haslam and Dwayne Wade have going on at Aventura at 800 Degrees, a little restaurant that they've got going on, and they did a little media tour yesterday with it, so we got the opportunity to go there yesterday, talk with them for a couple minutes. So this is our conversation we had with Dwayne Wade, Udonis Haslam, Joe Rose, and myself before the finals game last night.
Kind of weird to be talking NBA Finals and no D. Wade and no Udonis Haslam to start with before we get to the retirement and potential retirement of you two. What's it been like watching the NBA Finals for you guys when you get a chance to watch?
I don't watch much. And a lot of times when I watch NBA basketball, I find myself watching from a point of view where I start critiquing instead of enjoying the game. And then I find myself not giving myself a break away from basketball and working my mind and different things like that. So I try to be real selective about the way I watch the game of basketball. But I don't think nobody saw Toronto winning 4 in a row against Milwaukee. And I don't think nobody saw, you know, the situation going on right now. But obviously, Dwayne and I understand the pressures and, you know, the physical and mental drain of going to consistent finals. You know, being a team that plays the most basketball for 3, 4, 5, whatever year straight. We understand how that takes a toll on you physically and mentally. So with all that being said, I'm not surprised that Toronto is wearing on Golden State right now. And with the injuries, it just makes it a little rough.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I set my clock around when the game's on, but I definitely, as a fan of the game, you know, it's at times where, you know, I turn in and I look. And like you did say, you kind of watch it from a different perspective. I think for me, the cool parts about it is seeing a guy like Kyle Lowry get an opportunity, you know, and he's took a lot of flack over the years of, you know, certain things that happened. But I think the longer he's been able to play, the more you've been able to see what he brings to the game. And, you know, and everyone wants you, because you're an all-star, to be a superstar. But he's showing you that he's a team player, and he does whatever's needed. So for me, I like to watch certain moments like that, see, you know, guys that get these opportunities that we once had to have our first chances or our time to be, you know, on that stage, and to see what Kawhi Leonard is doing, coming off injury and coming off a lot of stuff in the media about, you know, San Antonio and what happened and what didn't happen. So it's been some great storylines from that standpoint. And, you know, it's good for the game. You know, right now no one knows what's going to happen. You got a team that is up 3-1 and it looks like they can close it out tonight. Then you got a team that you know can win 3 games in a row. So that makes it interesting for our game. And even though I'm not playing the game no more, you want this game to continue to grow, and it's in a good place right now.
All right, so when you do watch, or when you do get a little bit of the glimpse of the finals, you see Kawhi Leonard before. You've seen him. You've seen him in the finals. You've seen him against you guys. It's amazing what kind of player he's turned himself into, where he's the main guy on a team. He was in San Antonio with all those all-stars on the team. And now, again, taking another team to where he is, just kind of how he's become such a great player in this NBA.
Well, the work. You know, I think we've seen it firsthand in 2014 when they beat us. I mean, it was Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, great players, Hall of Famers. Kawhi Leonard was the reason they won that finals. You know, they had guys that did their part, but he at that point, as a young man, maybe 22 years old, you know, he really, you know, stepped up and became a leader of that team. And he's been one of the best players in our game since then. And unfortunately, he had the injury, and that people act like they forgot. But he's just, all he's doing is reminding you, this is what I do. And it's good to see, man, because you know a guy like that who seems to be very humble, loves the game, puts his head down and go to work. He's like a Udonis kind of, you know, character. You root for guys like that, and so it's good to see him, you know, working the way he is.
You got to respect the fact that a guy can take the leap of leading somebody to a championship. You know, that's not easy, you know, for a guy to, you know, come from another situation and to be in a situation where, you know, usually when you get in a trade, it takes a year or two before you're able to push that team over the edge or move the needle. He came in, he fit in right away. You know, I think that team has really benefited from him being there, but also I think he's benefited from being there as well, because there are no Tony Parkers, there are no Manu Ginobili's or Tim Duncan. He is the clear-cut leader of that team, and he was able to take that step this year, and he's proven that he can do that.
I got to tell you, it's been fun for me with you two, watching both come in, and now watching the kids go on to play college football, playing a high level in high school basketball. How much fun has it been for you guys to kind of make that switch from it's about you guys to having kids and watching you run the hills, watching you, Dwayne, coming in late from games and running over to American Heritage to watch your son play?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, when you're young and you have a dream, you want to accomplish that. But you don't have a lot of fun when you're doing it. You're in the grind. When your kid's doing it, you're able to enjoy it a little more. So for me, and I know you did as well, we actually able to enjoy the process of our kids making their run to whatever it is they're going to be in life. And we get to enjoy it more. When we in it, when we running the tracks, when it's 109 degrees outside at UM, when we in Pat Riley training camps, and we don't enjoy that. You know what I mean? It's a part of the process, and you fall in love with the process. But now on this side, I get to enjoy seeing my son play the game that he loves. And, you know, we get to do things together as well and see that. So it's cool. And I can't wait, you know, for all our kids to continue to come up in the pipeline and get an opportunity to be able to follow their careers in life. So I said on social media, my greatest joy is watching my son play the game of basketball. It's even better than any joy that I've had with my individual self. So I love it.
I spent yesterday on my birthday out at the park with my son for baseball, you know, on my birthday. And that's where I wanted to be. You know, it wasn't because I had to be. It was where I wanted to be. Like you said, there's no greater joy than watching those kids, our kids, go out there and be able to do something that they love to do. And for me, you know, it's crazy how priorities change as you get older. You know what I'm saying? So my best days are actually sitting down and watching my kids play the game of basketball, football, and baseball. That's where I get my true joy at. And we do so many things that's about business, that's about work, that those things are the things that we have to miss out on a lot. So those things are priceless for us.
All right, let's get into good stuff, the great food here, and what you guys are doing together here with this new restaurant and adding on to it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, we just believe in, you know, like I said, Dwayne and I have had a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things. Just wasn't right. It wasn't something that both of us believed in collectively and equally. This was something that we believed in collectively and equally, not just because of the concept, but because it's something that as we move forward in our careers, we can always relate to. We can always relate to eating healthy. We can always relate to eating clean. We can always relate to that part of things. And that's something that's still near and dear to us because of what we've done and what we're trying to do now. So that's something that we believe in. It's something we want to push. This is our first one, and we have another one coming.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about this, when we got into this concept, it started as a pizza concept. You know, in L.A., we sat down and we was excited about that. But, you know, understanding what the world is today, what's the ask from families, we wanted to kind of broaden that horizon a little bit. So we've been able to open up our menu to have a menu for everybody in the household. We've been able now to start our catering business that's going on. We've been able to now start our brunch business that's about to start next week. So we're excited about expanding. Now, this is our first time in this space together, so we're learning. You know, we're learning the area. We're learning, you know, what it takes to run a restaurant like this, but we also listen to our customer base. So, you know, this is the first one for us, but hopefully, you know, many, many more to come. But we're just excited about this opportunity to do this together, but also bring some to families and an environment to families that we feel is needed.
You guys, thank you very much, man, for spending time with us.
Joe, now I got a question for you. Yeah. What the Dolphins going to do?
listen, it ain't enough video time on this phone for Joe to come up with that synopsis.
Here we go. Here we go. You know what? It's time for me to leave on that note. Go Bears.
Who had the cry joy face last year? You like that one? You like
by
that
the way,
one? I got him with that one, didn't I?
By the way, we saw Dwayne down on the side.
I got him.
And they kept going to shots of Dwayne, you know, and then the horse goes down. He hurt his ankle, and I went, we got a shot now, maybe.
That was actually a really good game.
That was a really good game.
All right. That was awesome, by the way. Nice little candid couple minutes we had with Dwayne and Udonis at their new place, 800 Degrees in Aventura. Really cool time yesterday. Real big thanks to Dwayne and Udonis, two legends in this town, for giving us a couple minutes. I guess Joe Rose is a legend, too. But, you know, Udonis and Dwayne's time anyway.
Radio.com. Radio.com. It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, you got anything that can top what we just dealt with, from second guessing to the blame game and everything else?
We'll certainly try to run through it quickly here, Joe. By the way, I was just handed a pretty cool trading card. A Joe Rose.
12 cents.
Look at that.
Trading card. You want to hear the bio that it has for Joe?
No, I'm sorry, no, John. I don't want to do that. Please don't.
Care. Wait a minute.
So it says, this looks like it's after
No. Can you do me
seasons.
A favor, jack off, and not do it? Seriously.
It says, Joe's combination of strength
and
speed.
No, you not mention the wife on the back of
the
card.
Yeah, I won't mention that.
All right.
Joe, this is just your bio. Joe's combination
wrong
of strength
wife.
And speed.
In case you're wondering, has the wrong wife on the card. You can imagine. That car is not real popular at home.
No.
We're going to skip that part, but it does say on the back here, Joe's combination of strength and speed has enhanced his bid to become Dolphins starting tight end.
They always exaggerate those cards, make you look better.
Speed and strength.
I love tops. I love tops cards.
It keeps going. An off-season conditioning program has translated into more efficient blocking ability for the club.
God, they lied on that one.
Wow.
Your numbers aren't terrible either here, Joe. You had 13 for 149 your first year, 23 for 316 and 2 in your second year, and 16 for 182 and 2 in your third year. So not so bad.
Do they have a targets category then?
No. That'd have been interesting.
Well, if you're playing fantasy,
no
if you
targets.
Needed like a flyer, you could take Joe.
Yeah, 1 week, like Gronk's out, you pick up Joe Rose.
I'm glad they didn't have that, because I see people get mad at guys.
Yeah.
Not, you know,
they do. Yeah, people get mad at people.
Enough trouble.
Not a ton of guys would start. You just guys with roster problems.
No, like I have my big tight end, you know, fell out, injured last week or a bye week. I pick up Joe Rose.
All right, really
quick. What else you got going on besides my card? I bring in my card, ask him if he can help me deliver it. That's all.
You shouldn't have handed it to me. That's your problem.
That's what I get for bringing it to you,
idiot. That's what happened. Right before
Did you guys see what happened in St. Louis with their local newspaper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch?
I did, yeah.
Their subscriber-only e-edition leaked all sorts of ads from a car rental company. They had a T-shirt that you could purchase. They even had a full-page thing that said, congratulations to our champions, the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, man.
The Blues had a chance in Game 6 to win that thing, and it's going back to Boston for 7 tomorrow, which, I mean, again, you'd have to think Boston.
I mean, they put the Kobayashi on
game,
themselves.
But there's also a long thank you, St. Louis thing that made it in there, too.
God. This is horrible.
They should have just put, we're glad to be here or something point.
Well, listen, we know that the newspapers don't come up with these things after the games go final.
No, I understand
You can't leak it.
Someone's
especially in a superstitious sport like hockey, where they won't touch the cup until they win
it.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. Can you imagine being a player on that team and finding out that happened? Or the owner of the team?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Very quick update, by the way. We talked about Johnny Manziel yesterday. He went back on the Dan Patrick Show and said he is done being called John Football. It's now back to Johnny.
He's back!
Yeah, the John thing is done.
He's back!
So just a quick update there.
Didn't just show you? Will you stop talking about Johnny
so
Manziel?
Happy.
Yeah. Well, I just had to update that.
Johnny Manziel. I am seriously, if there's ever been a guy
you're done with
that I'm over hearing about, because Hollywood's got this, like, crush on this guy.
He does
guy.
Have a man crush on him. Yeah.
A little bit. You want to go to soccer for this next one here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so the women's USA national team actually kicks off today. They play Thailand at 3 o'clock. They're really good. They're fun to watch, unlike the men's team.
Lost 3-0 to Venezuela, or 3-0.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even make it into the World Cup, right? The women are in, and they play today at 3. So the problem going into this was that some of the players had to answer for some comments by Hope Solo.
I wish she'd go away.
Yeah, she's a little
It's time
out
for
there.
Her to go away and, like, maybe work on your personal life a little bit.
Yeah, she needs help there.
So she went after the new coach.
Of course. That's shocking. She went after somebody.
Yeah, and said...
She goes after her own damn sister, beat the crap out of her.
Correct. She's not the leader I wish her to be. She relies heavily on her assistant coaches. She cracks under pressure quite a bit, but oftentimes it doesn't matter because the quality of the players on the U.S. team is superb.
Wow. Yeah, I think she should just go away. That's it.
Jill Ellis.
I have no comment. There's nothing. I'm going to end up getting in trouble. So
yes, you are. Just go away. Thank you.
All right. We keep it moving here if you have no comment.
I don't know what you want me to say. He's got a big mouth.
No, he wanted you to take shots.
Did you guys see the new car that Odell Beckham is driving around in? A little bit of a Browns theme. A $350,000 Browns-themed Rolls Royce is what he is driving around in Los Angeles now. During his little offseason here.
You know why he's driving that? Because he can.
Yeah, that's a good point.
he's got all the money he needs. Just got to come back and catch about 80 passes for about $1,400,000.
Car, though.
Single.
And then finally, a local Brown's story car. Here. Electric scooters. We've been seeing these all over the place, right? Electric scooters have been booted from the Fort Lauderdale Beach area for the summer. They get rid of these things,
really?
Which are, by the way, I live in downtown Miami. These things are ridiculously dangerous. People just, they drive them on the sidewalks. They drive them in the road. They're all over the place. And obviously, people don't know what they're doing on these things. But Fort Lauderdale gets rid of these things during high-volume events, and they're calling summer one of those. So you won't be seeing these things around in the summer, and we can only hope they get rid of these in Miami and get rid of these things for good because they suck. There were 74 crashes that have happened so far in Fort Lauderdale that have required emergency medical services. You know, only 74. That's great.
But you know where else they are, too? It's really bad. Nashville, like if you're not paying attention, walking home at midnight where you're a little liquored up, you trip all over them. Guys just leave them right there in the middle of it. They don't even put them off the side. It's crazy.
Well, Miami,
I almost
like
got on one with
the
kids,
the
and I decided last second that was a really bad idea.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It already sounds like it.
God, that was crazy. you good? All right, just wanted to check in. You just went dead on me.
Music, right? Comment music on Hope Solo.
Yeah. Huh?
Want to go back to the Hope Solo story?
Women play at 3 o'clock today.
Is she done or we have to listen to her? Is she working for
somebody?
I don't believe
she's on the team. No, she's done.
No, she's retired.
It was from a podcast, her comments.
She, for somebody, had a really good career, right? Really good goaltender. Really good.
Yeah, she did.
In fairness to her.
Yeah.
My God, man. She is. She needs to go away. She does.
At this point.
She needs to go
away. Some people like to stay relevant or try to stay relevant.
By ripping everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. She'd be doing morning talk show, radio. She'd be fine. Hey, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022.
Someone said that leaked St. Louis news story about hockey is going to have the same effect. Let's bring out the NBA championship trophy in Miami before the game is over. Hint, hint, Ray Allen.
Ooh, man.
You know, Boston's at home. And they know what happened. Like, this is dangerous time now.
I don't
St.
think
Louis.
They're thinking about that now they got back home. They just want to win that sucker. And
Game 7 at home. St. Louis had the chance to win that thing.
You got to like Boston now, right?
100%, yes. If I had a bet on that game, I'm betting on Boston.
Yes.
Although I don't want to see another parade in Boston. It looks like we're getting closer to
Can you imagine? We always crack up about this. It's an old topic. Since this all started, being like 25 years old right now, not even 30 years old, and you're a sports fan and grew up in Boston.
Probably seen 10 parades.
You're
eight
like,
parades.
Pinch me, man. Yeah. It's like, so we're good for two a year. Somebody.
The last 12 years, since about 2007, how many championships has that city won? All together, because Boston, the Celtics
won a bunch.
One. The Bruins. Pats.
Red Sox got a couple.
Red Sox.
Patriots got a bunch.
God.
By the way, Brady was asked, which one of the championship rings is your favorite? He goes, the next one. I love it, man. I was like, God, that was good. I was actually looking at when he was saying, like, oh, I like that. That one's the big. And he goes, no, the next one will be my favorite.
We're still
I'm getting another one.
We're still looking for
Can you imagine that guy gets a seventh friggin' ring?
No.
What else you got,
Before the Dolphins get to the divisional round.
long way to go right now.
I know that. That's why I said that.
Leave that alone right
now. Joe, Durant should have never played in that game. It was obvious he was still hurt. Series is over. Warriors aren't going to beat the Raptors three games straight. They don't have any depth.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one.
Totally agree. They don't have. Not a depth. I will tell you, if they had a healthy Kevin Durant, this series would have been over.
Yeah, we saw in the first 10 minutes of that game what a difference maker he was.
I want to see if they can get it to seven. I want to.
You think they could do it? Get to seven?
Well, they haven't been able to win at home. They got a little problem called we can't win at home yet. So we'll see
last
if they
game
can
ever
finally
Oracle?
Get one.
It's going to be interesting.
Before they move into that cash cow in San Francisco.
Man.
That friggin' thing. They should just call it Millionaire and Billionaire Club for people to get seats there. I told you the biggest problem they're having out there is all these rich people have to buy bad seats, and they're all pissed off. Like, you know, I'm worth $100 million, and I got to sit at the top?
Well, we got to get them closer to the court so they can attack the players.
Yeah.
That's a different club.
No. The sections are not like 100, 200, 300. It's billionaire, millionaire. Right. How many? You have 900,000. You're there.
Oh, yeah, we saw yours. All right.
I was worried about Boston. It's been 180 days since their last championship. Everyone okay there? Yeah, I think they're all right. Is that how long it's been since the Super Bowl?
Their celebrations and passing out rings at dinners. And
it's just annoying. It's so annoying.
What's the problem with their basketball team? They have too many good players?
Yeah.
They have too many. That's the problem I want to have.
Yep.
If it was just, we got too many good guys, we got to let this free agent go, but should we keep our core?
Can you imagine the Heat being able to just let Kyrie walk and still be all right?
Yeah, they don't even care.
We're trying to package Deion Waiters for anyone that could have him, James John, anyone that wants him. Make us an offer.
Yeah,
they're letting Kyrie walk.
I think, like, well, first of all, he's going.
I know.
He should after all those 6 for 24s he just had every night.
God.
Running out of town. Well, that's the second time he's had to run out of a place.
95% chance.
Don't be a party pooper, Hollywood. Busting my ass on one of those in front of a group of chicks in front of a club in Brickell. Got a number that night. Great icebreaker. Fell off a scooter.
Oh, good. He got the sympathy for the fall?
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
I would have stepped over him.
You would have Nick Saban'd him
over Geno James? No, I would have Allen Iverson, the guy. I don't like those scooter people. They're the worst.
Are you really bothered by those things?
Yeah, I almost got ran into by one. So after that moment, yes, I am officially. I was standing on the side where I go across the street, and a guy like came right in front of me zooming by.
Who owns all those damn things?
I think
someone
Uber
rich.
And Lyft own a lot of them.
Someone rich right now renting all those out.
Because we were doing a lot of walking, and I saw everybody going, Joe. The oldest guy. Can you get on one of those? Everybody's kind of tired and hungover from walking in this heat. I said, oh, hell no, I'm not getting on one of those things.
Oh, man. That would have been a great picture for us to have. Joe flying down the strip in Nashville.
I'm going to go drink another beer in another one of these places.
You get a DUI on that? I guess you can, right? You got to be careful. Wow, I agree with Hollywood. Kill the scooters. Another one says, driving my scooter in downtown today just to piss off Hollywood. What an ass clown.
I hope you run over a crack, sir.
You know what's amazing about them? Think about all the guys that get those and jump on them. Older guys that haven't been on one ever jump on that thing
and
take
bust
off.
Their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Kids
That's
are.
That's why it'd be nice to get rid of them.
Kids can jump on anything and they're fine, right? The old skateboard kids and get on and balance and get it figured out. My fall would be a bad one.
Yeah, I don't want to even think about that. That would be my luck there. All right, 560-22 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We will read more of your text messages coming up here in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours. More scooter talk with Hollywood.
I don't know about scooter talk, but, boy, I'll tell you what. So David Ortiz looks like he's going to be okay. It's great news, right? Speaking of Boston and Red Sox really coming through big form and, you know, one of the biggest celebrities, like – right when he was in Boston and what he did for baseball and his clutch hitting and everything he did. The back end of this story.
Oh, God. Horrible. Horrible.
Could be some explaining to do to mama at some point, as soon as you're okay.
Of course.
All right, honey, I'm glad you're okay. Now, let's talk. What the are you doing?
Yeah. Someone texted
really?
Him earlier, the power of the Putango Bango. Undefeated.
It always wins.
Undefeated.
It makes us into idiots, do stupid things we regret. And I know. I've done stupid stuff. Not telling any stories.
No,
but
no,
I've
don't
done
do
stupid
that. Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Someone said, told you yesterday, angry husband. Yeah, but we didn't know it was a drug kingpin. Kingpin, excuse me.
What did I say? That's a bad.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that guy. Listen, he's out there whacking guys for not paying their bills on the street.
You think you're okay for banging his wife?
Yeah.
Good God.
This is like the real life story of everything you watch on TV.
Yeah, this is Narcos coming to life, starring David Ortiz.
So, some dude named Red Skull, or whatever his name is. I'm in front of, now you got me getting ready to tell. So I told you guys I did a murder one. I got called on the jury for murder one and a death penalty slash second half death penalty, which you don't know it's going to be a death penalty also case till you're done with the murder one. And they're going, all right, he's guilty. Murder one. He's guilty of it. Now, death penalty. So we went through this whole thing. So the death penalty guy stands up. He goes, hey, come on. He looks at us and he goes, hey. This is a drug guy killing other drug guys. Like, it was okay. He was like, come on, it's not affecting your nice lives out there. This is one drug guy taking care of another drug guy that didn't pay his bill. So he got whacked. Does it really affect you that you want to see this guy die? And I was like, I was thinking, nobody'd ever believe this guy saying this.
It's a good defense attorney.
And then there's actually death penalty attorneys. Did you know that?
I knew that.
How the hell would you know that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know?
Because two of my buddies are attorneys.
Oh.
That's the only reason why I would know.
Like the murder one attorney goes, okay, it didn't go so well for me, but now I'll bring in
the death penalty guy. on the docket, another guy comes in or another woman comes in.
Wow. He goes, come on, you guys. Look at me. Look at me. Look at the guys all cleaned up.
It's all cleaned up. Oh, he shaved.
He's whacking other.
He only murdered 48 people.
He's whacking other drug dealers that didn't pay their bills. Does it really affect your life?
Yeah, I guess.
And your neighborhoods? Yeah. And I was like, wow, going awfully low. The guy ended up getting life, and family was excited and high-fiving. Can be with.
But can you imagine being just that attorney for that?
I was blown away on that one.
Like, you only get called in when a dude's about to get the death penalty.
How about that? I got called in for like a damn month of my life.
I remember that.
I noticed I haven't been getting any calls lately. Like, they must have known, like, take Joe off the list. He was there a month last time. Most people go in and they're done. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.